Well,
I'm Audie Braun.
You sure
and
are.
Canadian baritone Alexander Hayek has traveled the world singing Verdi, Wagner, and Mozart, and for many years called Dresden, Germany, his home, where he sang with the famous Semper Opera. Now back in Canada, audiences can enjoy his glorious voice March 23 at the Rose Theatre in Brampton when he is part of an evening called Rakes, Rogues, and Rascals. Good morning, Alexander, and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, now, are you a rake? We've been wondering,
rogue
or a rascal, all of the above, and can we expect to hear from you on that date?
Oh, goodness. Well, I guess I fall into the rake and rascal category. We will be doing, some Verdi. That's my particular favorite.
Oh.
A piece you'll be hearing a little later on the program. It's Ode Verdagne. It's Famernani, and it's this evil king who's just he's an absolute tyrant, and everything's going right for him, and he's just reveling in the fact that he's winning, so he's thrilled.
You sound like you enjoy that.
Yeah. And is this repertoire, you say, of Verdi, because that's what I love kind of thing, that is your repertoire, is that where you feel most comfortable singing?
I'm now in my 40s, I've been waiting my whole life for this. Yes, the voice is finally grown into this. He really wrote for a specific, I'm getting all tongue-tied, the Verdi baritone. It's a particular range, and that just brings out the most color and stentorial a version of the voice. Mm. So,
like Tito Gobbi comes to mind, right? A great baritone who sang Verdi, and now Alexander Hayek.
You see?
Oh, goodness.
Same cape. Nice. Very nice.
So can you tell us a little bit more specifically about, you said you're singing Ernani. There are also other singers on the program?
Yes, we have the lovely Lindsay Duggan, Lynn Isnar, Danielle McMillan, and Joel Ricci. I came up with this program because as opposed to just a variety show of arias, I really wanted to have a focus, and what better focus than just to revel in the dark side of humanity. So,
are you the person that designed the program? Is that
I came up over wings with the director Sam
Yossi.
Tam. So I was like, hey, let's do a program of evil stuff, and he's like, ooh, I love it. Tell me more. Here we go.
Excellent.
So are you guys buddies, you and Sam Tam, conductor?
We used to work at the COC. We were in the ensemble together, and we've kept in touch over the years. I went to Europe, but, we emailed back and forth. And when I moved back, I just wanted to pick up that contact. And he's been great, running his own show out in Brampton.
Yes,
he great. And that makes for lovely music making, doesn't it?
It sure does. There's a lot of sort of in-jokes that we can enjoy, and the rehearsal process is a real joy.
And what about the singers? Have you worked with any of these people, like Lindsay Duggan? Oh, you've already just mentioned them.
Yes, at least the first of the ladies I worked with, we did a show just last year with Sam, and it really gelled, so we immediately thought, okay, we got to do this next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just now with more focus.
Now, speaking of dark side and humorous and naughty, I want to talk about the other side of Alexander Hayek, because I've been following you a little bit online. You, I believe, co-founded an outfit called Opera Review. Could you just share with us what that's about?
Yes, this company's been around for about 5 years. I've joined them about 3 years. The pandemic sort of was the catalyst. When I came back here, I was very sad. Obviously, couldn't sing. Life
sure.
was ruined.
yeah.
But there was this lovely soprano, Danny Friesen, and our pianist, Claire-Lise Harris. They lived a block away. They already had this an operatic variety show in sort of opera pubs. And they said, hey, we're doing this parody of Phantom of the Opera and sort of an anti-masker thing. Would you be interested? I'm like, yes. Just there's a smoke machine. I'm in. So
there's a smoke machine. I'm in.
So we started just doing some pub shows, but now we've grown. We've started collaborating with some burlesque dancers to put on a really fun show, Debauchery at the Dakota.
Ooh la la.
And some gala shows where we do some sort of socio-political
humor. You do a riff on the TTC too, right?
We do.
Oh, good.
I was so terrible to them, but there was a few months where it was kind of scary to get on there.
Still is. Trust me,
Gene can tell you all about
that.
Yeah. But having traveled the world, it is a great system. It's just a little scary at times.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what having traveled the world as a segue to that? Have you got a favorite place?
My second home is definitely in Dresden. I miss it in many ways, but they're just, new intendants, new conductors come through, so singers get shushed off.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Ein bisschen.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Although that I'll have a heavy Saxon accent. It is a language quite like none other.
Yeah.
And what about, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, and most of Spain. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love Spain. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's
best
great.
Part of living in Germany is it was so easy to get to Spain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we just wanted to say also congrats because you recently had your debut, right, with, was it opera and concert?
Yes, well, I did.
Voice Box, right? No, is it?
Yeah,
Voice Box opera and concert.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
In the late 1900s, I was a chorister under Bob Cooper. We did a L'Italienne in Algeria, so it was a real delight to come back as a soloist some 20-something years ago. Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Everybody has those years.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And but you've also got, we're going to talk about an aria you're going to sing. But let me just give some information about mm-hmm. Rose Theatre, et cetera, et cetera. So we have been speaking with baritone Alexander Hayek. Very nice. Wonderful. And Rose Orchestra's Rakes, Rogues, and Rascals is the concert at Rose Brampton, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And for tickets, you can go to BramptonOnStage.ca. Now let's talk about the art.